Yeah, it was relentless, wasn't it? Corner after corner after corner, but Big Angus was quality tonight. He came and collected everything and commanded his area brilliantly. Tim and Zimbo at the back were solid and got their head on everything and blocked everything. And yeah, as you said, a defensive display that we should be proud of tonight.
Just a couple more from you, James. Did you knew the moment you hit that shot it was going in? I think I did.
Yeah, I kind of used the defender was in front of me. Marley did really well actually to win it back and played a nice pass inside, and I kind of used the defender as like a shield and bent it into the far corner, and it was one of them. As soon as you hit it, you know you hit it well, and you see it nestle in, and yeah, special feeling, as I just said.
Brilliant. Looking at you guys, you look more organised, and as you said, you've worked so much on that. Does it feel like that on you when you're on the pitch, and what difference does that make to you?
Yeah, I think with since the Mill game, we've kind of played a 4-2-3-1 instead of a 4-1-4-1, and it gives us that little bit of solidity. And with Tom and Tets, you know, you get two absolute warriors in there, and obviously Reedy comes into that as well, where he could come in and he could do a job there as well. So to have that solidity and just gives us a bit more of a free roll, if you like. Not a free roll necessarily, but it gives us the license to roam a little bit because we have that solidness behind the ball. And as I said, it's showing, and another good win.
I mean, it is more than 7 hours. I think it's probably going on 8 hours since you guys last conceded a league goal.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, that's a special achievement, just hearing them numbers. But yeah, Angus and the defence and the whole club on the whole should be proud of that record, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. You're having the huddle. I think that's the first time you've done it after a game, isn't it? Yeah. They're on the pitch. Such an occasion like this, the togetherness, you spoke about what the win means for everyone.
Yeah.
Is that permeating through everything?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't think that'll become a regular thing, but you know, in the moment, and the win, and to hear that final whistle, and obviously to show the fans that we're thankful. After the huddle, we all went over there, didn't we? And just to show them that they turned up today. I don't know how long that would have took them, but it would have been a long old slog just to say thank you. I think that just shows the character and the togetherness within the squad and the boss and the coach and everyone.
Just two more. People will look at Cam's performance and go, oh, he didn't score, etc, etc. I know you touched on it earlier, but a shift like that with the amount of running he's done, how important is that for you as a team?
Yeah, I think a lot of people won't realise what Cam does. I'm up there with him a lot of the time out of possession, and just the sliding across. And you see a lot of the top strikers who have all the ability but not necessarily the work rate to do that, and Cam does that every game, week on week, and he's not getting the goals at the moment, but his performances are just as good as goals because they're helping the team so much, and so he deserves a lot of credit for that tonight.
Spot on. And finally, yourself. That was it.
Good talking about that.
Yeah. You've obviously been kind of integral to this. A little injury kept you out recently, but you've been fully involved. How happy does that make you feel, and hungry for that to carry on for the rest of the season?
Yeah, that's it. I'll say this every time, I've always believed in my own ability, like, and I always knew I was good enough to play at this level. And it's just about getting the right circumstances. Sometimes you have to be patient. As I said, last season I was patient and didn't really get the opportunity, but the boss came in and he's threw me in at the deep end, and I've loved every second of it, so I'm relishing that, and long may that continue.
Top man, James.
Top man, mate. Absolutely awesome.